Welcome back. It's another episode of the what is this show
you
called?
You almost called it the Dad Bod Golf Pod. You almost did.
I think I did. It's actually called Afternoon Delight. It's Afternoon. Not the Dad Bod Golf Pod. That was many, many moons ago. But it was Ben and Kyle. But today we're talking about Auburn.
You know what's funny about that?
What's that?
The last episode we did was on this day because it popped up on my Facebook timeline.
So our last Dad Bod Golf Pod was March 9th of last year. How about that? Memories. Well, today we're not talking about golf. We're going to talk about, unless it's Auburn golf, but we're not going to talk about Auburn golf right now. We're going to talk about Auburn basketball. And Dickie V has an axe to grind with Auburn, it seems like, Ben.
Even though he doesn't call Auburn out.
And I'm wondering, is he signaling something here?
He could be.
So I'm gonna show the tweet and read it, and then Ben and I are gonna discuss it. Yeah. I want to do this, Ben. First, I want to talk about his argument, okay?
Okay.
And then we're gonna talk about the signaling in his tweet. But here it is. It's amazing that due to the metric system, which I guess he's talking about net rankings and all Ken the different Pom metrics and KenPom and all that,
strength of schedule, all of it. This back
due to the metric system used to get an at-large berth, we can have a team with 16 losses get a bid over teams that have had fab seasons with 25 wins but get beat in their conference tourney and are left out. If you're in an elite league and get a few great wins, you might get in with 20 losses. That is so sad. Okay, 20 losses is extreme.
Okay, first off, he's just way off on his numbers.
But his argument is essentially the system in which we use to rank strength of schedule and whatnot, in his mind, is screwed up. It is wrong and is bad, even though that's the system they developed to kind of figure out how to weigh conference versus conference as far as strength of schedule goes. Right off the bat, like, take Auburn out of the equation.
Yeah.
What do you think about his overall point that you could have teams that win 25 games and get left out if they don't win their conference tournament versus teams that may win 18 to 20 in a bigger conference and get in?
This is the same thing we talk about with playoffs in football. He's asking for, okay, so let's use a team, for example, Queens, the Auburn beat by 40.
Yeah.
Sorry, Auburn, that everybody keeps saying is a terrible team right now. Beat Queens by 40. Queens is in. Queens won their tournament. They're in.
But so, what was their record before the tournament?
I have no idea. I just, when I saw that they won and it was like Auburn beat them by 40, it's like, so.
We're talking, but here's the deal, Ben. Let me look at, because I think they actually, this is a good argument. They were 21-13, okay? Yeah. 21 wins.
Yep.
21 wins to Auburn's 16 right now.
Yep.
Should they be, is that a fab season? 21's a little low, but I mean, still, what if they had more wins than Auburn?
They do have more wins than Auburn, but head-to-head they don't.
that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Is like total wins in reality mean nothing. Auburn had a team, I looked it up. You remember 2008, 2009 Auburn?
Yeah. Yep.
24 wins. Went 10-6 in conference. Out of there.
Out of there.
Didn't NIT. Have, yeah. You played all the Alabama A&Ms and Alabama States. You played like this Texas El Paso Grand Valley Rio Grande State team. You played Bethune-Cookman. You played Mercer. Lost to Mercer, by the way. You played a bunch of nobodies. Your biggest win in non-conference was, I think, our biggest game was against Virginia, and they were unranked. So I'm having a really hard time understanding his mindset here. It feels obvious that strength of schedule has to matter, right?
Oh, it has to, because this is the entire reason that this schedule was laid out the way it was for Auburn. Because when they changed this and they went to the metrics and they went with KenPom and strength of schedule and the net and all this stuff, that was when all these teams, even Alabama, I mean, Alabama and Auburn had the two toughest schedules in the nation, according to, according to the experts. And so There's a reason Bruce Pearl, because I'm going to put this on Bruce, not Steven. Steven didn't create the schedule. This was created before Bruce hit the road right before practice began. So Bruce set the schedule up, like Nato set the schedule up, where they had the Houstons at neutral sites that you get more points for as far as not playing at home or on the road. They played the, you know, they're playing the Purdues and the Michigans and the Arizonas. Queens played Auburn and got waxed by 40. They're not playing those teams.
Hey, Merrimack.
Miami, Ohio's not playing those teams.
Merrimack, 23-10.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, Auburn dropped 40 on them, beat them by 95-57, beat them by almost 40 points.
And so Dickie V's wanting to do the old school, like, newspaper votes where nobody's watching television and watching games. And it's like, if you get, you basically, you're not considered for the tournament unless you get 20 plus wins. Like, he's wanting to go. That's the way that reads. I don't know if that's what he meant, but that's the way that reads to me. That it's like,
if that's the case,
if you don't have 20 plus wins, why are we even discussing you? And it's like, well, because when you're in Auburn or in Alabama or a Florida, and you're playing number ones, number twos, number threes, number fours, and number fives in your pre-conference schedule. And then you get into conference and you take on Florida and Alabama and people like that, which is also tough. And other teams such as Texas A&M that when Auburn lost to them was on a run. I mean, I know they've fallen back since, but they were up there in the top 15 at one point in time. So it's one of those deals where this clearly to me, this red is a shot at Auburn.
Oh, 100%. We're the only team close to 16 losses.
Because that's the thing, is you did the research before we got on here, and you said the next team that has
is Washington.
Washington. And we know he ain't talking about them because they're like, what'd you say?
61 and net. So, yeah, hey, I'll tell you what, Ben. I'll tell you what. Okay, Dickie V, let me tell you what we're about to do at Auburn next year. Okay, here's the non-conference schedule we're going to play. What would Auburn have – what would the record Auburn have had if they had this 2008-2009 preseason schedule? Missouri State.
Win.
Mercer. Actually, did play Mercer this year, right? Or no, that was football.
Yeah,
football. George Washington. Bethune-Cookman beat them. Dayton.
Played them this year, though, Bethune-Cookman.
Dayton, Northern Iowa, Xavier, Louisiana Monroe, Tuskegee, Virginia, Alabama State, Alabama A&M, Southern Louisiana, and Tulane. It was Auburn. Max, I feel like Auburn may go undefeated in that.
See, and the thing
is, this team would have gone undefeated.
During that time, they wanted – the NCAA wanted people like Auburn and Alabama to schedule those type teams because they wanted – those teams have an opportunity to play against the big guys and to play in their arena and it be localized where you could play the South Alabamas of the world, the Tuskegees of the world, the Alabama States of the world. Well, it turns out it hurts you when you do that now. So you don't schedule them. And people go,
you might as well now. Dickie V said, hey, we got to get 25 wins.
Dickie V said, hey, all you got to do is get 20 wins plus and you're in. So go ahead and front load that schedule. Go 12-0. Go 12-0 up until basically early January when conference play begins. Get your 12 wins so then you can just grab 8 more at some point and you're in, buddy. I mean, that's it.
Let's go run roughshod on the what league is this? The MAC. Let's just go run roughshod on the MAC.
Yeah,
in preseason. And
yeah, like don't schedule the Maui Classic or the tournament down in the Bahamas where you're facing the Dukes and the North Carolinas. No, let's go find one in like North Dakota and let's go play a bunch of teams up there that are like Division II so we can sweep that tournament, go 8-0 in the tournament, and then that way we start the season off. Basically, let's go into conference play with 20 wins under our belt. Let's play as many as we can. Let's play two.
Let's have 20 wins before the middle of January. How about that?
And then that way we can just coast and say, well, according to you guys now, all you got to do is have 20 wins and you're in. So we got our 20. So now we're going to rest. We're going to load manage. We're going to pull a LeBron. We're going to have some load management throughout the rest of the season. So, and now I talked to you ahead of time too when we were talking about this. Auburn's in a predicament here because history.
Could make history.
They could. History is not on their side. So you I'm going to give you credit. You said if we lose to Alabama, we had the discussion last week. You said, I feel like we have to win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And history is on your side as far as that take is concerned, because I did not know this until I read it earlier today. There has never been a 16-loss team play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So Auburn's either got to win the tournament to make it, which they would get an automatic bid anyway because they're an automatic qualifier when you win your conference tournament.
Or defy history.
Because if they even if they win three, that means they still lose.
Got to lose the 16.
To get to 16, and they would be the first 16-loss team in the history of college basketball that has played in the NCAA tournament.
So let's follow that line of logic. Okay.
And if I remember reading correctly, though, Kyle, on top of that, I think only three have made it with 15 losses. Three or four.
I forgot if it's up the other day. Worst records to get in the NCAA tournament. Let's see. In modern basketball.
It's got to be modern. Yeah, there's been some before that.
Well, every team that entered the tournament. Okay, these are going to be – these could be like they won their conference tournament.
I was going to say that at large. That were not an automatic qualifier because they could go. I mean, like the year that Auburn had such a trash year. Bruce's first year had a trash year and then played for the SEC title game against Kentucky. If they would have beat Kentucky that year, even with that shoddy record, we would have been in the tournament.
2021, 2022, Michigan was 17-14. So that's not close. 2018, 2019, Florida was 19-15.
Yeah.
There's a couple of 19. Alabama got in at 19-15.
Yep. I think Georgia got in at like 19-15.
They won the SEC tournament that year, I think. Yeah, 15 seems to be the max. 20 and FDU, whoever that is. Who's FDU?
I have no idea.
At 20-15, they must have won their – they were 16 seed. They must have won their tournament.
Yeah.
Regardless, it hasn't been done. So, I want to follow that line of logic, man, because is he trying to tell us something? Is he trying to tell us something behind the scenes?
Good or bad? Is he trying to say you're not getting in? So, you think he's saying defy the – he's saying – you're basically saying
– he's campaigning against Auburn because Auburn, if they lose again – Auburn will be at the 16 win mark. I mean, 16 loss mark. But if they beat Mississippi State and maybe, who knows, beat Tennessee. What if you decide you're going to play hot and win those two games? You're going to be like, I mean, right now they're still in the top 40 in net and on KenPom right now. So if you win those two games, where does that put you? I mean, when you're talking about history, it's pretty rare. It's extremely rare a team inside the top 40 to be left out. If we're talking about that, didn't
we look at it? They were in the three, maybe.
But that was in like the very first year that they ever had the net, and I don't think there's been any since.
So history, something's got to give. Okay,
yeah.
something. Either Auburn's going to be the first team with 16 losses, unless they win the tournament, which I don't think is going to happen. That's just too tough of a run when you're playing day one.
What, five games you got to win in 5 days?
Yeah, in 5 days. I mean, that's it. With Auburn only playing seven players, it ain't going to happen. And if it does happen, for the first time ever, the officials will be on our side every game. Like, that's the only way that happens.
We will shoot a billion free throws in 5 days if we get in.
Yeah, the disparity between the free throws will be like Auburn shoots 67 tonight to Mississippi State 7. Like, that'll be the disparity in free throws. Auburn will either get in with 16 losses or Auburn will be held out still being inside the top 40 if they win a couple of games. So, something – history has to
give somewhere. Unless that's if Auburn win. If they lose on Wednesday, then there's not going to be any point.
Yeah, that's when you and I get to start talking about baseball and football again.
Auburn. I mean, Josh Hubbard's probably not going to hit like 15 3-pointers on Wednesday, right? Like that can't happen again.
They can't. I mean, surely. I mean. listen, if Hall continues not to play defense and we continue not to rebound the basketball, then yeah, we're going home. We're
they got some big guys that can give us issues. It's like we have to pick our poison, and we've erred on don't get beat inside. So that leaves the three wide open, and then if we ever flip, we don't have enough size to be able to go man for man down low. And they either beat us inside, or they it creates space and they drive and score inside. So it's just not a good situation that's going to have to be remedied pretty.
But quickly. We're literally
Dickie V has he really does have a hard on for Auburn to not get in this tournament. Like
there are a lot of prognosticators that hate the fact. But it's like, Kyle, it's like I said at the first of the pod, y'all created this. Y'all saw that people were getting in with 21, 22 wins and then getting housed on the first weekend. And you're like, that's not good basketball. So then y'all develop this metric system that takes into account KenPom and strength of schedule and net. And you did that. And now you're bitching because teams have figured out, okay, we'll play the toughest schedule possible.
Yeah.
Because a quad one loss on the road counts more than a quad four home win where you literally house somebody in your own place. Like those teams.
You could drop spots.
There's a reason. This is what got Bruce in trouble when he talked about Miami, Ohio. They had zero quad one games.
Zero. Only one quad two game.
That's why that conversation happened that weekend. And people exactly. got pissed about it.
Yeah.
And so now we're talking about this. And now Dickie V's getting pissed about it. You can't be mad at both. You're either mad that Miami, Ohio didn't take advantage of the system and got their easy wins because they had either four or six, it was an even number, NAIA wins. That means they played Faulkner. Like they played against NAIA teams. So those wins don't even count, which is why their record, when you look at it, looks lower than it is because they're looking at their record against Division I programs. And so, yes, I understand they went undefeated, but that conference only gets one bid. They only get one at-large bid. So
you're trying to tell me you're not going to count this Trinity University win where it's 129 to 49? They're not going to.
That's a made-up school.
What about Mercyhurst, who they beat by five?
Mercyhurst
is loaded,
dude. You know Trinity is a church league team that they've put up there and they played against.
What about the IU East? They don't even have a logo. It's just a gray shield. How about that? How about this? How about Milligan? They scored 135 points on Milligan.
Oh, that's a penitentiary they were playing against. No chance.
Milligan doesn't have a logo.
Milligan Penitentiary. That's exactly what that was.
So hold up. This is hilarious. Trinity, Illinois. They don't even have an ESPN page. Yeah, they do. The Trinity Christian Trolls. Dude, you got to Google that logo.
That's like
you got to Google their logo. It's hilarious. And then you got Mercyhurst, one word. The Mercyhurst Lakers.
Oh,
yeah. They almost beat them. The Mercyhurst Lakers. I'm catching a cramp in my back. The Mercyhurst Lakers took them down to the wire, and then. IU East. I guess that's Indiana.
Did you get a load of the conversation between Bruce and that head coach for Miami, Ohio? Did you see that?
And him being the bad stepmother or something?
Well, not just that, but how he with a straight face, he said, you know, I hate to say it, but now we're getting everybody's best. He was like, no, bro, you're finally playing some competition.
I did see that. He said we're like there's everybody's Super Bowl. We got a target on our back.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, you were Miami, Ohio. Please stop.
That's so funny.
And I hope they prove me wrong. I hope if they get in the tournament, I hope they win.
They're gonna get waxed.
I hope they make it through the first weekend so they can give the middle finger to everybody and say
they're gonna get a 12 seed and they're gonna get absolutely donkey.
They're gonna get
Texas A&M or whoever.
They're gonna get donkey punched, like literally. In the first
don't say
round.
The whole thing. The whole thing sounds way worse than just saying say curb stomped.
Yeah. So and that's but to get back to being pro Auburn, which honestly, I now I've changed my mind. I don't think we make it in. I'm taking your mindset of I really think we. I think now they've made it a point where they're like, hey, we don't need to take Auburn because everybody's hating on Auburn.
I will say this. I think it's more likely now with three or four wins that Auburn could get in because of the bubble just getting stroked on Saturday. The whole bubble got stroked on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think there's a better chance that Auburn could get in with like three or four wins. I really do, based off of what happened on Saturday. If some of the bubble teams would have won, gone 500 or, you know, a little bit above 500, then I feel different. But now, I mean, I think Dickie's scared that Auburn's going to get in.
I think – well, the thing is they get revenge on Mississippi State. I think they got an opportunity to win that game.
Yeah.
For some reason, Auburn
always – Miami of Ohio to win their tournament.
We do need to win the conference tournament. Like, that's the thing is that, you know, and if people, like I read where a bunch of prognosticators were sitting there and they were saying, you know, they need to let more than one team in that conference in. And I'm like, okay, well then you change the rules. I mean, this is like the rule change that we've talked about with other sports. Like if you don't like the rule, then get the rule change
or expand the field, but make it 100 teams.
Yeah, exactly. But now, you know, you can't – now that you're already seeing people that are going to get left out or possibly left out if they don't win their conference tournament, don't start getting all up in arms now when you weren't at the first of the season going, hey, before we get this going, we need to make sure we get this fixed. Yeah. And they've tried to – I personally don't have a problem with the way it's run right now. I like that metric system. Me too. I like that it brings good competition. And that's not because Auburn's teetering on the bubble of that being their advantage that may get them in. I think that it's good that we don't have to watch shoddy basketball in November. We actually get to see good games between good programs. And yes, I would like that to continue because especially when you got an Auburn football team that's not winning during that time in November and October, it made it really good to watch some of those games. So I don't have an issue with it, but it's going to be interesting. History is going to be made, it seems like, one way or another. Something's got to give this weekend. Because if Dickie V's talking like if Auburn even wins one game, they're going to let him. It's almost like he's heard from people on the committee that have said, hey, if Auburn wins a game, we're letting them in because the metrics on them are outstanding. Like they played all these number one teams throughout the course of the season. You got to let them in. Now, yeah. It's easy for that committee also to look at them and go, but they went 1-6 in February against teams that were not number one. So I get it.
Good but deal, man.
But Dickie V.
Dickie V, you got to chill.
You can suck it, buddy. I mean, you can't.
Let's get done.
We've used
a lot of sketchy references so far. Ben, appreciate you, brother. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days, guys. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.